The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Have you ever noticed that sometimes life just feels easier, especially when judgment of you or anyone else ceases to exist? What if you could function from that space all the time? What if gratitude is the key? Every time you are grateful for someone or something, a new universe opens up. What difference can you create in your life and the world from the energy, space, and consciousness of gratitude? Here are the hosts of Beyond Saying Thank You.
Hello, all you wonderful, amazing, potent listeners, and welcome so much to Beyond Saying Thank You. I'm your host today, and my name is Susanna Mittermeier, and I'm extremely excited about this show today because it's an amazing topic we have in store for you guys. So the thing is that, you know, the Earth is something that we usually don't talk about much, but today the Earth is our number one topic, and we have an amazing, super special guest with us today. Her name is Pam Hodling, and she's an Access Consciousness facilitator, and she is also a very special woman, especially for this show and all the shows we had before, as she contributes so much behind the scenes. She is the woman who makes our lives, all our host lives, so much easier with contributing with all kind of logistic stuff and handling emails and all that. And she is just brilliant. She has an ease with this that makes me go, wow. And so one of the things that is very special about her is that not only is she an Access Consciousness facilitator, but she's also somebody who is amazing at facilitating the Earth. And I'm really, really grateful to have you here today, Pam, to ask what else is possible for all of us with the Earth, facilitating the Earth and having the Earth facilitate us. So hi, Pam, and very welcome to this show today.
Hi, Susanna, and thank you so much both for having me on and for that amazing introduction.
It's a pleasure.
I've got a smile on my face.
Yep. So really, so you're such a great contribution, and so the topic today is spot on. It's called, so do you ever, it's like, do you know, I always forget the topics, I need to read it. So do you know how grateful the Earth is for you? It's a question. Do you know how grateful the Earth is for you? So just ponder on that when everybody listening. It's like, wow. Like, really, do you know how grateful the Earth is for you? I'm saying it again. It's like, just get the energy of that. And just prior to this show, I've been just going through, like, what is this, in the topic, the Earth? What does it bring up for me? What does it bring up for people listening? And it's, you know, I remember when I was a kid, and for me, this world that we live in with so much information, with so much download every day. And I also grew up in a very big city in Vienna in Austria, and having so many people around me all day and having this download awarenesses of everybody around me, I had no tools how to handle this. I had no idea how to be with that amount of information. And so my way of facilitating myself was, as much as I could, go somewhere where there's nature, a park, at, you know, somewhere where there are trees, and I would usually go there by myself and just be there and just go, oh, you know, and all this heaviness and weight would just drain from my body, would just drain from my universe, and I would just go, oh, thank you. Finally, somewhere where I can breathe. So Pam, I wonder, like, you are facilitating the Earth, and I'm always curious about, so how did this start? How did you come up with facilitating the Earth?
Well, so when I first started coming to Access classes and got introduced to the tools, I actually started to try and help with my business. because I had a network marketing business and it was going well. But it's like every time it got too successful, I would slow it down or stop it. And so I was looking for all kinds of stuff to, you know, help me look at what that is. And a coach I was working with took BARS Foundation Level 1 and started teaching us some of the tools. And, you know, in 2 weeks, it so changed how I was going about my business and what was possible with it that I was like, oh, I'd like to find out more about this. And so I went to a BARS class. And something in that BARS class, the way the facilitator was talking, it was like, this is stuff I've always known, but I couldn't, like, put into words or find it. And whatever this is, it's crazy stuff, but this is for me. And I ended up, I lived like 3 hours away from where the class was. So I went home that night. It was the first day of school the next morning. And at 5 a.m., I said to my husband, like, I don't know what this stuff is, but I really want to go back for the other classes. And amazing being that he is, he said, go, you know, just go and tell me where the kids need to be and what needs to happen and then do it. When I went to those classes, I had three different chronic muscular skeletal problems. I had TMJ in my jaw, carpal tunnel in my arms, and tendonitis in my foot.
Wow.
I could hardly walk, right? At the end of 5 days of classes, I hiked for 6 hours. We did a class that was hike up this super tall mountain and then come back and do body processes, and I was able to do that. And, you know, how from all of the change that I was able to create doing the BARS Foundation in Level 1 and the tools that I learned and everything. And part of what I started being aware of, you know, and learning about is how our bodies often give us lots of information about the earth. And so as I took more access classes and my awareness of people and everything increased, it's like my awareness of the earth increased, and a lot of times that information would come through as, you know, something going on in my body, and I'd start asking questions and find out, you know, basically what the earth was saying to me. And so, you know, when you say, how did this start, it was kind of necessity, because the way that I could work with my body and change things and let my body have more ease was actually engaging with the earth, asking it questions, and being willing to receive information from it in a different way.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, because I realized when you ask the question, like, do you know how grateful the earth is for you? A lot of people would be like, huh? What are you talking about? I mean, the earth's just a planet. But the earth actually has consciousness, and you can work with it. You can contribute to it, you can receive from it in the same way that you could with a person. The information comes through very differently than somebody who's talking to you, but I just went like five places in my head at once.
Yes.
About three and a half years ago now, I started offering monthly telecalls that were called Facilitating the Earth. And what these were is, in the same way that if you and I were together, I could do energy work for your body, right? Put my hands on your body and do energy work. I was like, oh, we can actually use these energy processes for the earth. And so this was people all over the world coming together on the phone and running energy as a contribution to the earth. And for a long time, those calls were very much about what contribution can we be to the earth. And what happened, you know, somewhere along the way, we started becoming aware of, oh, what can we receive from the earth, and that when we're willing to actually receive everything the earth is contributing to us, that's a huge contribution to the earth. And, you know, so when you say, do you know how grateful the earth is for you, it's like a lot of people, that might be a strange idea. But what if you being willing to acknowledge how grateful the earth is for you is a huge contribution to the earth being able to create what it would like to create.
Yeah. So you talk, there are like so many gems in there, what you just talk about. And this could be like many, many, many radio shows. Yeah. It's like so much. So the cool thing is like what you mentioned with the body is really amazing. And I think many people are not really aware of this stuff. Like so many people talk about pains in their bodies, right? It's like, yeah. Oh, this hurts and this hurts and this hurts. And it's kind of like what we've been trained to do. It's like, okay, my body hurts. That's it. Like, okay, stop.
Right, take an aspirin.
Full stop. Exactly. And then, you know, try to, you know, work with the symptoms. But the thing is, if you take that body pain and say, I have pain in blah, 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 this and this hurts, it's this answer that we feed ourselves on our body that just perpetrates the same pain over and over and over and over again without any change. But it's kind of like what we've been trained to do. It's like, okay, declare constant, you know, it's just say what's going on for you and then try to fight the symptom, like you say, with an aspirin or something. So the thing that you just talked about, Pam, is just brilliant. It's where you start to actually go and, number one, ask a question. Like, rather than this hurts, this is a pain, you go, huh, this thing that I call pain, what is this actually? What if this is actually an awareness I'm having, the earth talking through my body and telling me something that I haven't listened to? And because I haven't listened to it, the intensity goes up. And then the body says, hello, I'm having an awareness here. And then you go, oh, well, no, it's pain. So you take that answer, no, it's pain, and stop that awareness, which just makes the fight against that information even more. And we all know from physics, if you have a force and you have a force against it, that tension, that's where pain gets created. And there's like nothing to be changed there rather than more pain and more resistance and more pain, because the resistance is what's creating the pain. So this is a brilliant thing where you start to actually ask, so what information does the earth have for me that I call pain? You talk so beautifully about the receiving of that information, where receiving, gifting and receiving is something that's mutual. And when you talk about it, I remember when, you know, when you give people a present and sometimes people receive it and they go, oh, wow, thank you so much. And then that contributes to you like, oh my God, that was so much fun to give that person a present. And then in other times you give somebody a present and they're like, oh my God, no, that's too much. Or no, I don't want to receive it. And that's kind of like not only that this is something that the person does against themselves by not receiving, but also where it's kind of like, ouch, this person didn't receive the gift I was just giving them. Mm-hmm. So like with the earth, it's so amazing when you give to it. And it's so different from anything else in this reality, right? When you give to the earth, where you at the same time receive. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. And, you know, it's like when you were talking about, you know, can someone receive the gift you're giving them? It's like sometimes you give someone a gift and they go, oh shit, I didn't get you, you know, in their head.
Oh yeah.
I didn't get you anything. So even though they're delighted to have the gift, they feel like obligated, like they should have thought of it ahead and realized you'd give them some, and there's all this crap that gets caught up in it. And when it comes to gifting and receiving with the earth, there's no crap. It's like it's a flow of energy. One of the things I wanted to say, you know, people ask, well, you know, why? Why do I have to have this incredible pain in my body to get the message from the earth? Mm. And it's like, you know, if you look at little kids, real little kids who, I mean, if they haven't had something in life that's going on that kind of beats this out of them, little kids love their bodies. They love touching their bodies. They love moving their bodies. They love yelling and jumping and screaming and laughing and moving and everything. And it's like we start teaching them to cut off their awareness of their bodies, right? Sit down, be quiet, don't wiggle so much. You know, let's give you Ritalin if you're too active in school. You know, that kind of thing. So at least in the U.S., by the time kids are about 7, they have learned to not listen to their bodies and not trust what their bodies are telling them. Hey, let's jump around and scream, because they're always in these situations where people are telling them, no, that's not okay. So, you know, like I'm 51, I've spent most of my life cut off from my body and the information it can give me. So, you know, people talk about our bodies have five senses. In Access, we talk about there's more than 800 senses that your body yeah. has, and it's giving you information about everyone around you and everything around you. So, you know, for the Earth, it's like the way people have been living on the planet for a while now is not working really well for the Earth. And the Earth is asking for energy. It's saying, hey, anyone who can hear, please contribute energy to me. I require a whole lot of energy to create something different that's going to work here. And so if you have, like, the littlest drop of healing ability and capacity, if you're choosing awareness, if you're choosing consciousness, the Earth's saying, excuse me, please, please, please contribute some energy to me. Now, if we were aware of our bodies the way we were when we were kids, that request would be coming through as a feather touch. It's like, oh, hey, Earth's asking for energy. Okay, let me contribute it. You know, because we've spent so many years cutting off our awareness of our bodies and the information our bodies give us, it's coming through as a sledgehammer. You know, it's the chronic problem you can't get rid of until you finally start asking some questions and looking at it in a different way.
Right. So while you were talking, I was actually thinking of a process we could run. So what have you made so vital about a possessing exchange that keeps you from the joy of gifting and receiving? And everything that is, times a godzillion, will you please destroy and uncreate it, everybody listening?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, fuck, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
That's awesome. Run it again.
Yeah. So what have you made so vital about possessing exchange that keeps you from the joy of gifting and receiving? Everything that is, times a godzillion, will you please destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine shirts, boys and beyonds. I remember when you were talking about the chronic stuff, I was working with a woman who had how do you say that in English?
Fibromyalgia.
Yeah, fibromyalgia. Got it. And she, you know, it's this constant holding on to the pain and making it yours, possessing it, like really possessing it. And we were, I was giving her that. In this word fibromyalgia is like one of the major chronic pain diseases on this planet. It's like where like everything hurts all the time. And I was giving her one tool, which is put up your hands, gather all the energy in your body that the Earth requires, like all the energy the Earth requires from you, and then flick your hands on three and give to the Earth all the energy that it requires without you knowing what that is, how it looks like, what the Earth will do with it. No result in mind. Just do it and do it. And then even more energy and more energy. And then on three, whoosh, you just flick it and flick your hands and contribute all the energy to the Earth. And she did that 20 times. And she said, oh my God, that pain, it's gone. So she had to do this over and over again. It was not gone forever. For that moment was gone. And she learned that, wow, all that pain she was holding on to and possessing was actually an information from the Earth that she could give to the Earth, where she at the same time could receive so much peace and ease that she could never even imagine. So we're actually, this is so, what an amazing topic. And we're ready. Going to our first break. And thank you so much, Pam, for being here. And I'm looking forward to more discovery of what else is possible with receiving and gifting with the Earth and the joy of gifting and receiving. So we'll be back in a short time.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com. Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
You are listening to Beyond Saying Thank You, presented by Access Consciousness. To join in today's conversation, call us toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to radio@beyondsayingthankyou.com. Now, back to Beyond Saying Thank You.
Hello, wonderful, amazing listeners all over the world, and welcome to Beyond Saying Thank You. I'm your host today. My name is Susanna Mittermeier, and with us today, we have the wonderful, amazing Pam Hodeling, and we're just talking about facilitating the Earth, and the topic today is, do you know how grateful the Earth is for you? And as Pam brought up before, it's like just asking this question, do you know how grateful the Earth is for you? It's like, really? What do you mean? The Earth, grateful for me, but I am just a pathetic something. Why would somebody be grateful for me? So what if the Earth, even if you've no idea what that means, and you don't have to figure out what it means, but what if there's the Earth being an energy that actually has your back, that not many people ever think about? Because usually we go into, oh, I need to find the right person. I need to do the right, you know, I need to do something right to be worthy of acknowledging and being seen and being valued. What if there's something out there, something around you, something that you're being that actually has and is an energy that allows you to be you, encourages to be you, inspires you to be you, no matter what, whether you do something right or not do right, whether you do something at all, that just has your back? What if this show and Pam and I talking and facilitating you actually could open up the doors for you to receiving this now and for the future, where this doubt of you being alone and nobody being there for you can be destroyed and uncreated for now and forever, and you to actually receive that you're not alone, that there's the Earth, the energy of you being with the Earth and communing with the Earth that is such a great contribution to you. Thank you, Pam, for being here. And what else is possible with the Earth and contributing to us and us receiving it?
Well, actually, with what you were just saying, there's like a little exercise I'd like to do, except calling it exercise isn't really accurate. But, you know, so everyone who's listening, if you're not like driving a car or operating heavy machinery, I'd like to invite you to just close your eyes for a minute.
And it's so funny when you say to people, close your eyes, they're like, no. Whatever she's saying, I need to see. No, really,
right,
guys.
Right. No, you don't. You can close your eyes. It really can work. So, yeah, so just close your eyes. And I'm going to ask you to just be aware of, like, whatever you would consider the outside edges of you, right? So for some of you, that might be your body. For some of you, that might be beyond your body. But whatever it is, just go there. And now allow your awareness to go another 10 feet in every direction. So above you, below you, all around you. Just extend your awareness another 10 feet. How about another 100 feet in every direction? Is there any reason you couldn't go another 1,000 feet or 10,000 feet or 10,000 miles? What if you went 100,000 miles in every direction with your awareness? Now, if you're wondering, wait, I don't know how to do that, you actually already did. You don't have to go looking for how. When I say, hey, what if you go 100,000 miles in every direction, you all just did it. Now, I'm going to invite you to be aware of the earth and the energy of the earth. So what if you drop your barriers and you don't even have to know how to drop your barriers, just drop them, and allow yourself to receive everything that every molecule of the earth is contributing to you right now. And anywhere you think you don't know how to do that, where you destroy and uncreate it, times a godzillion.
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, podpoc, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Anything that doesn't allow you to know how easy it is to receive from the earth, we destroy and uncreate that, times godzillion.
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, podpoc, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So truth, can you actually feel lonely or alone if you're willing to receive this energy from the earth? From this space, all the little things you might have been worrying about, do they seem so big or so much of a problem? Or is there an energy that can facilitate you in handling anything you have to handle? And what if this is available to you all the time? All you have to do is drop your barriers and ask to receive it.
Wow.
And what's really cool, it's like a muscle. The more you do this, the easier and the faster it is to just have it and to have that energy with you all the time. So
it's
anything
amazing
that doesn't allow that, will you guys destroy and uncreate it? Times a
yes.
godzillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, podpoc, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes.
Wow. It's so amazing how the energy already, just as soon as you started to ask people to close their eyes, lower their barriers, be aware of their body, expand their energy, expand themselves, their awareness, how that already changed the energy of this call. And
yeah.
Like really sensing, like as soon as you started to ask and introduce that way of being with the earth and receiving the contribution, it's like, can you guys out there, like listening right now, can you sense that? Do you feel more in connection with us and everybody listening now and in the future, or less? Like, I feel so much more connected with you, with everybody listening. It's like, wow, like really no way that loneliness is a reality.
Yeah.
Wow, how does it get any better than that? Mm.
Kind of makes it hard to talk after doing that.
It is. It's like bathing in some yummy energy. It's like, oh, yay. And it's really cool because I had that, you know, as I said, when I was a kid, I had so much awareness of things that I had no tools to deal with. I thought I was going insane and crazy around people. And later I learned, oh, that's just me being aware of a lot of information all the time. And with Access Consciousness, I started for the first time to get the tools on how to actually be with all that information. And that space that I only could get when I always had to go to nature places. Like I always had to go somewhere, and usually it was some nature stuff.
Yeah.
And it took me a while until I could get to that space. Now having these tools and the exercise you just introduced allows me to be that space and have that space anywhere, anytime. And that's fabulous. That's just so amazing because you don't have to go somewhere. You know, most people have some kind of place or person they need to be with. I only can be happy and at ease with this person. Mm-hmm. I only can be happy and at ease when I'm on vacation. I can only be happy and at ease when I have a certain amount of money in my bank account, you know, etc. With this easy peasy, lemon squeezy exercise, you can have and be this space and ease anytime, even in the middle of the craziest traffic jam or whatever, or family dinner.
Yeah, family holiday. Yeah, I mean, you can be on the 30th floor of a high rise in New York City where usually you would say, oh, there's no way to connect with the earth from the middle of, you know, concrete city, not even touching the ground. But there's, you know, energy has no boundaries. It has no limitation. So it doesn't matter where you are or what part of the world you're in or what your situation is, you can contribute to and receive from the earth.
Yeah. And that extends, like, the earth is not just a place, like, okay, the earth is, you know, the ground, the brown stuff you touch, you know, people go, oh, well, the earth is just, you know, the earth, the brown stuff, the dirty stuff you touch, you know, and then, you know, like, you make it something, like, the earth is like everything. It's like, it's you, it's everybody, it's nature, it's even cars. I mean, you can even, like, you can even receive from the concrete around you and have that be that energy that contributes to you as well. I know so many people go, well, I can only receive this, you know, the nature, the green stuff and the ocean and all that. That's really yummy. But what if you also can receive from every single molecule around you? And, you know, what have you decided you cannot and will not receive that keeps you from being? And everything that is, will you please destroy and create it?
Yes.
Times a godzillion, right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds.
Yeah, so you talked about Vienna. I grew up outside Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. and I definitely had the point of view of anything to do with nature was good, and mm-hmm. anything that was man-made was bad.
Yeah, me too.
You know, and as long as you have that point of view, you actually can't receive from the earth because the earth is all of it.
Wow. Yes.
Right? So anywhere you're going into the judgment of, the high-rise building is bad and the garden is good, it's like you're cutting off so much of yourself and so much of your awareness and so much of your receiving that you can't receive anything. So what if you could invite yourself to receive from all of it? Because it's all, you know, every molecule of the universe wants to contribute to you and create more for you and with you if you're willing to receive it.
So true. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, it's so cool because if you this willingness to receive from even the concrete, or let's say like in the city you have dog poo, right? It's like everywhere.
That's
it's
so
like
funny.
No,
I was just about to say the dog poo.
It's funny. We are psychic.
We're psychic.
Yeah, you know, like dog poo, it's like one of the big, nah, that's really bad. You know, it's brown, it stinks, it's everywhere. You have to mind your step and everything. But I love the story that Gary tells, the founder of Access Consciousness. He used to have this, you know, total anti-dog poo point of view, and that made him step into every single dog poo that was in his way, right? And then one day he asked, so what if I receive even the dog poo with absolutely no point of view for it being bad or having to be avoided? And then he asked, so as he got over his point of view that dog poo is something bad, he actually asked, so dog poo, would you please tell me where you are so I'm not stepping into you? And that worked. It worked because if you're willing to receive from everything, you can actually be so much in communion with everything around you. You can talk to everything and everything talks to you. It's like when I have this big bag everywhere I go, handbag, right? And I have everything in there except furniture. So I have like usually, and there's like total misplaced non-order. And I haven't learned to do order yet. How does it get any better? So usually I'm looking for my apartment key and it's somewhere in there. And so I could search and search and I couldn't find it because it's so crowded in my bag. So I asked, key, tell me where you are and make my hand find you. I go into the bag and there it is every time. I do the same in my makeup bag as crowded there. So I ask, so, hey, mascara, you know, make me find you. Where are you? There it is. So it's so cool. The more you're willing, it sounds crazy, huh? But the more you're willing to receive and ask, the things tell you where they are. What if you could expand that to every possibility in your life? Hey, money, tell me where you are. Hey, job, tell me where you are. Hey, lover, tell me where you are. What if that is actually a possibility that's available for all of us? So everywhere, if you said it, this is not possible for me. This is not, this is only, you know, the person talking who can do this, but not me. Everywhere you've cut off that possibility and capacity from your universe, will you please, times a godzillion, destroy and uncreate it?
Yes.
Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, fun, fuck, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
You know, it's funny when you're talking about, you know, asking your hand and the keys to find each other.
Yes.
You know, one of the tools in Access is about putting away 10% of your income. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I have 10% in the bank and, you know, some of it's in cash that I carry with me and stuff. And so I had this envelope of some of my 10%, and it had like a gold coin and a silver coin and a bunch of money in it. And I was traveling on the East Coast of the U.S., and I was going to go to a party, and I just had this awareness to not take that envelope with me, so I put it somewhere safe in my sister's house, and I didn't think about it again for 2 months. 2 months later, I was going to Costa Rica, and I was on the airplane. I was like, when I was changing into my travel purse, I realized I didn't see that 10% envelope. And I was like, okay, well, you know, hopefully it'll come back to me sometime. And I looked in different suitcases when I got home. I looked all over the place for it, couldn't find it. You know, I'm like, well, it's probably somewhere in my sister's house or the cabin where I was or something like that. You know, but I just kept asking it to let me know where it is, right? So 6 months later, I was cleaning out a drawer in my house where I keep tablecloths, and there it was.
Wow.
But I had, you know, it's like I kept asking it, are you going to come back? And it kept saying yes, but not yet. You know, it hadn't come back yet, and then suddenly there it was.
That is so cool. And being somewhere else, right?
Like, yeah, I mean, it was 2,000 miles away the last time I saw it.
Wow. Wow, that's the kind of magic that shows up when we be the question and don't come to conclusion and trust our awareness. Like, you trusted your awareness that it said, yes, I will show up. Well, okay, then that's a yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's, I didn't freak out like, oh my God, I misplaced $2,000. I didn't go into any kind of reaction. I was just like, oh, that's interesting that, you know, that it's gone. Okay, well, what would it take to change that?
Okay, guys listening, everything doesn't allow you to have that ease with $2,000 and more dollars. Will you please destroy and uncreate it? Times a godzillion. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, fuck, all nine shorts, boys, men. That is brilliant to have that trust. And, you know, that's truly beyond this reality. Having that trust and knowing, like really trusting your awareness and knowing if it's a yes, well, then it's light. Even if your brain says, well, are you crazy? How can you misplace this? You know, your brain will always have blah, blah points of view going on. But that thing that Pam talks about, like that trust that it was a yes because it felt light, that's where this kingdom, this magic of receiving and communion is available possibility for all of us.
Yeah.
So, and really, it's like we say, it's a practice. The more you use this tool, what makes you feel light is right. What's heavy is a lie. Like really trust what you know, trust what's light. The more you use this, the easier it will be. We have been doing this for years and years and years, diligently using these tools every day. That's how we get here. So don't stop. Just keep on moving forwards. Use the tools. It's getting easier and easier. So we're going to go on the next break and enjoy the break, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator to schedule a private session or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
You are listening to Beyond Saying Thank You, presented by Access Consciousness. To join in today's conversation, call us toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to radio@beyondsayingthankyou.com. Now, back to Beyond Saying Thank You.
Hello, wonderful listeners, and welcome to Beyond Saying Thank You. This is your host, Susanna Mittermeier, and I'm here with Pam Hodeling, who is our guest today. And we're talking about, do you know how grateful the earth is for you? And Pam and I have been talking in the break about, you know, when people work with the earth and they try to change things, whether it's with the earth or any area of your life, and you have a certain result in the back of your head, right, Pam? So tell me more about what else is possible beyond having this vestment in the outcome, having some kind of result in the back of your head.
Yeah. So you know, one of the things that we do a lot with on the facilitating the earth calls is, you know, like someone will say, oh, you know, this coal mining thing that's going on right now and they're stripping the land here, you know, can we do something about that? Or, you know, Fukushima, what can we do about that? Usually people have this idea in mind of what has to change. Okay, the coal mining has to stop. That's the only thing that's going to be a good outcome. And when you're vested in the outcome and you've decided what change should happen, it's like, I mean, even as I'm saying that, can you guys perceive there's like this density and heaviness to that? Because what you're doing is actually solidifying that, quote, problem in place by your decision of what's required, you know, this is the only thing that's going to change it. If you're willing to start asking questions and ask questions without being vested in what the outcome's going to be. You know, so we talked about me losing my envelope with, you know, $2,000+ in it, right? When I was asking it, hey, are you going to come back? I wasn't vested in it coming back. It wasn't like, okay, if I can get this back, that's okay, and if I can't, it's not. It was really like, hey, if you're going to leave my life, that's okay. Someone will find you and have a good time with all of that. And if you come back, that'll be cool too. I'll really enjoy that. So from that space, I can ask questions and actually perceive accurately the energy of, oh, hey, it is going to come back, just not yet.
That is so cool. May I just say that this, what you just said, is brilliant, guys, to use in relationships. I mean, if you say to your lover, hey, come back, you know, I want you now, that is not a great invitation. But if you go, hey, you know, you do whatever you do, and if you come, that's great. If you don't come, that's great too. I'll be here. That is an invitation, not only for the earth, but also for relationships. So really, like, if you want to use this, I mean, listen to at least this part again, what Pam just said, this energy of this playfulness, this ease of asking, hey, will you come back? And then allow things, people to choose whatever they choose.
Well, and you brought up relationships. So a lot of times, if someone's relationship isn't working, they're deciding what has to change about the other person. Like, if only they'd be like this, then this relationship would work. You know, right there you've come to conclusion about what has to change and how, rather than being in the question of, well, what's possible here? You know, what else could we create that would be different and that would work for both of us? So the more you're willing to ask questions and truly ask questions that don't have a conclusion already built in, you know, that's where it's like you can talk to the molecules of the universe and get things to rearrange and change. And when you're going to the conclusion, you're just solidifying whatever's already there in place even more.
So true. And that is a concept where people go, what? You can change the molecules of the universe. So yesterday, for example, I was having dinner with a friend, and you know, he has cooked wonderful dinner, and then we had this wine, and he was tasting the wine, and he said, well, I'm not happy about the taste. So I'm like, so hey, how about changing the taste? He's like, what? You can change the taste of wine? I'm like, yeah, sure you can. It's like what Pam said, you can change anything. You can even change the taste of wine. So I showed him this process, which Pam is going to talk about more later. I showed him this process that he can do on the wine to change the taste of it. You know, it's called demolecular manifestation, molecular demanifestation. It's a process you can run. You just say that, and then you say right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine shorts, boys, and yawns. And then you can change the molecules of that wine to make it taste great for you. And by the way, Pam, you're going to have a call about this, right?
Yeah, actually, it's a free call, so anybody can join in. It's on July 27th. It's at 1 o'clock Mountain Daylight Time in the U.S. So I think that's like 10 o'clock in Europe, maybe 9 o'clock in Europe.
Sure.
Anyway, there you can find it on the accessconsciousness.com website. When you're looking it up, look for the title, Facilitating the Earth, because the class title is that, but when you look at the notes, you'll see it's Molecular Demanifestation and Demolecular Manifestation. And what we're going to do on the call is actually play with changing the taste of water, some
wine,
sort of beverage you don't like, some kind of food you don't like. It was really funny. One time I was doing this class, you know, live with a group of people, and what we were using was cauliflower, because I don't like cauliflower. And, you know, we were all doing this process, and then we'd taste each other's stuff, and someone tasted mine. They were like, this doesn't even taste like cauliflower. It's like, yeah, that's because I don't like cauliflower. So I made it taste like something different.
I love it.
But you can play with these tools and change all kinds of things. And I love doing that class because it's people get to really, like, viscerally experience, I changed this. And wow, if I can change the taste of the wine or the cauliflower, what else can I change? You know, is there any reason you can't change the pesticides that are in your food, you know?
So true. And I love this. It's like it so ties into what you just talked about before, this practicing the capacity of you being able to change the molecules around you, you being that alchemist, that magician that you truly are, and that not being vested in the outcome. It's like I remember when I was with my family and we had Easter, we celebrated Easter, and we had this evening in that, you know, vacation days where we didn't have anything to do and the lights went out. So that too, you know, like we sit there and I'm like, hey, let's play. So I know this process that you can run on wine, you can change the taste of it. And I was with my mom, my dad, and my grandma. My grandma is about, I think she's 95 now. So she, you know, and she speaks German. So, and I was introducing this process, which is really difficult to say, even for an English-speaking person, demolecular manifestation, molecular demanifestation.
But very so, easy to run. It's hard to say, but
very
easy
to run. Yeah. So what I was doing is I'm just, you know, I gave them each a glass of wine, two glasses of wine, one to work on and one to test the difference. And then I was saying, so now you just hold the hand and say that process. And my grandma, finding it difficult to say, just said it the way she said it. And she had absolutely no point of view, no result in mind, nothing like in the back of her head. She's like, okay, Susanna is asking us to play, so we're going to play. So she puts her hand on that glass of wine and just does whatever, la, 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 you know. And then she tastes both glasses. And you should see in her face. She's like, oh my God, these are two different wines. And her wine changed the most, more than my parents, because they tried to do something. They had like a vestment in the outcome. They like tried to, oh, we need to work at this. She had this playful ease of, okay, let's see what's going to show up. And with that, no point of view, no vestment in the outcome, she could change way more than trying to achieve a result. Right? So what else is possible with facilitating the earth and each other and ourselves with absolutely no point of view and no vestment in the outcome?
Yes. That sounds yummy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, cool. You know, there's one thing I'd like to do before we run out of time, because, you know, we've gone over a couple of things, you know, in terms of receiving from the earth that exercise I did. You had talked before the first break about contributing energy to the earth, doing the 1, 2, 3. Another way that I contribute to the earth is, and we can all do it right now, is let's just ask, so if you ask energy to run, it will. And sometimes what we're asking to run is a specific kind of energy process, like that molecular demanifestation, demolecular manifestation. But you can also just ask for whatever energy the earth requires right now, run. And so some of you may be aware of an energy that just started running, kind of moving through the universe. It's not coming from you. It's coming from all over the universe to the earth and to you. And so we can just ask, whatever energy the earth requires right now, run. And so however many of us are listening now or later, we're all running that energy, and that energy is whatever the earth requires right now, we're contributing that. And this is something you can do, again, it's like a muscle that you can use, and the more you do it, the greater the whatever of energy you're willing to be and flow and contribute. And, you know, I'll just be driving along somewhere, and all of a sudden, you know, I get, I call it a hit from the earth, although it's not a hit like a sledgehammer these days. It's like a feather touch. It's just I'm aware of like, oh, the earth pops into my awareness. And I just ask, what contribution can I be to the earth right now? What energy can I contribute? And what can I receive from the earth right now? And just being willing to be that space, even for a moment as you go about your day, it's a huge contribution to you and to your body and to the earth, and frankly, to everyone and everything on the planet.
Oh, that's so yummy. And, you know, if you guys noticed during this whole show, and if you have just tuned in, like really, I can recommend listening to the recording, like throughout this whole show, there's actually been this energy running. Like, we've been running this through the whole show. And even if you have no idea what we talked about, even if you do not understand a word we're saying, you can allow yourself and your body to receive this energy that's going, that's woven through this whole show, that's actually a great contribution to you and allows you to know what you know about facilitating the earth, contributing and receiving from the earth. So everything doesn't allow you to know what you know about receiving and gifting to the earth, facilitating the earth, being facilitated by the earth. Will you please just join and create it? Times a godzillion.
Yeah.
Right, wrong, good, bad, fun, fuck, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Oh, I love this. This is so wonderful. It's just such a playful generative energy. Like really, if you and what Pam says with the running through your body, I do this so much when I'm cranky or have some kind of like a downer, and I just ask, so is there anything your earth requires? And usually, many times, it's a big hell yes, absolutely, yeah. So then I just allow all the energy that the earth requires for me that I have locked in my body just run through my feet, and I do this basically 24/7. Like really, let this. Oh, I just. Just saying this now, it's like, oh yeah, thank you for reminding myself for doing this. Mm-hmm. So just letting like the earth, like the energy run through your feet. And it's a really practical, pragmatic tool you can use all the time for just being more connected and enjoying yourself and your body. And funny how fast this show goes, huh, Pam?
It's amazing.
30 seconds to close. Okay, yay. So thank you, everybody, for listening, for being here. Really listen to the show again, as I said. It's a great tool. Pam, thank you so much for being here. You're a gift to the world. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you for having me on. I love doing this. So thank you.
Oh, awesome. And you guys, we're back next week, Tuesday, same time, same station. And who do we have next week? It's Anne, right? Or Jonas?
I think it's Jonas. And I think he's talking about what are you grateful for today?
Oh, wonderful. So let's look forward to Jonas and see you and hear you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Beyond Saying Thank You. Join us again next Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Be sure to check out AccessConsciousness.com to find out more about us and about Access. Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.